Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches stay free and unshackled. At the time I record this, we are all sheltering in place because of the coronavirus. During the coronavirus, we're all stuck at home, and it's really hard to feel free while we're all cooped up inside our homes. And even when we go outside, we face new restrictions. At this time, I like to go back to what Doreen Valiente wrote in The Charge of the Goddess, in The Voice of the Goddess. She says, "I give peace and freedom." So I have 3 insights for you about freedom. The first insight is, stay free from others' opinions that shackle you. Along my path, I've had many friends. And some of those friends, after they found out I was a witch, they stopped being my friend. They had opinions that weren't really true, and if I take on those opinions, they can really shackle me into a bind. The thing is, when they left, they cut off all communication. I've learned that being a witch is a hard path to go, but it's a very rewarding one. Being with the gods is something that I cherish above all else. With the gods, I'm free. So, instead of listening to other people's opinions, I listen to the god and goddess's opinion of me, and they put their divinity within me and within you. Our second insight is, avoid letting your own opinions shackle you. I've also learned that we can be caught up in our own opinions and judgments. I recently came across a quote that really means a lot to me. The quote is, "All real living is meeting." And this was said by Martin Buber. I realize that if I'm talking to somebody, but I'm just listening to my judgments and not what they're saying, I can really get tangled up in opinions. So I'm not really meeting the person where they are. So according to the idea, real living is meeting. If I'm stuck in judgments, I'm not really living. At least I'm not creating closeness with the person I'm talking to. This can be really tough for all of us, because we've all been trained to judge things. So I thought, how could Goddess help? And that leads us into our third insight. Place yourself in a good state of being. I have a prayer that you can say before an important conversation. The prayer goes, "Goddess, grant me freedom from distraction. Grant me the vision to see the here and now. Let me listen, free of judgments. Let me speak with kindness and compassion." So mote it be. I encourage you to use this prayer when you have an important meeting coming up. It'll help you to listen and be there for the conversation, not off in your head. And it'll make you free of judgments so that you'll be able to make a clear decision. And you'll be able to meet the person where they are, and then both of you will be able to experience real living. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books, and I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.